I went to school. I did not go to church very often. Wait, I didn't go to school. I mean, I did go to school.
I was like, oh.
I went to
You know, that's
church.
Illegal.
This explains.
You didn't go to school? You did say you were in the country, a farm girl.
Dear diary, today we churned butter for 4 hours.
I'm going to read one of these books one day. Paul says I can't, but I'm going to show him.
I'm going to show him. Girls can read too.
Welcome back to episode 8 of Smiling Faces, the podcast. I'm Victoria Dunn.
And I'm Jess Anguiano, and we're the executive producers of Smiling Faces, the newest soon-to-be hit pilot comedy we're producing about two girls who discover they are dating the same guy while working at a toxically positive spin studio.
On this podcast, we provide you with unfiltered conversations about dating, heartbreak, revenge, and living your best life.
So let's dive right in.
Ayo.
We've got to start with updates about what's going on with the show. We have been really working hard. Honestly, we're looking for money.
Aren't we all? Isn't America looking for money? Fair, but we are.
So you're not alone out there, America.
Exactly. We too need coin.
Yes. I just like that we just get real. It's just like, sometimes I'm like, how do you say this in a classy way? You girls looking for money.
Yeah. They always tell you that. They're like, you guys, new creatives, you have no excuse. Just get your friends together and shoot. And your friends are like, cool, so I have bills.
Yes. They're like, great. Need to pay my rent. Mm-hmm. So I can't give you our friends have not, no one said that.
No,
to us.
No.
We would never.
We know, so we don't even do that to them. We don't even want to make it weird for them.
Correct. Because what do they say about, like, in LA, and those of you not in LA may or may not know this, but you have very specific tiers of friends out here in LA. You have your friends that are like, we don't drive over the hill. So if you're going to see, you know, like Victoria lives on the other side of the hill, but we're the kind of friends who drive over the hill for each other.
We make it work.
Right. A lot of times you're going to meet friends who are like, oh, you're in the valley? We don't drive over the hill. Or people in the valley are like, we don't drive over the hill. And if you're wondering, take a look at the Google Maps. We're talking about the Hollywood Hills. Something like banged on the window. I'm hoping it was a bug or something.
Is it money?
Ask and you shall receive.
The Lord was like, they've struggled enough.
Tis a season of miracles. Your pilot is funded. Bam.
Oh my God, I just had to do one prayer.
Jesus.
Well, what an L on people's part to not make God work that way.
Really missing the boat on that one. Okay?
Really missed the mark on God.
We have notes. I'm just going to get a little journal out. Dear God.
Oh my gosh. But yes, money. We did get some though. We already had a corporate flip. A little corporate, not flip, a corporate match.
I like a corporate flip though. It's very cute.
Very sexual. And now we're going to take you and flip you over this way and look what we're giving you.
So that's
so
what we've been
thank
doing.
You, Hannah at Starbucks, for flipping us.
Okay, we have to explain what we did. So those out there, Smiling Faces has a fiscal sponsor. We work with Inclusivity Media. They are a nonprofit organization that helps underrepresented groups make great film. There's so much more to them. Please check out their website.
They're fantastic.
We love, love, love them. And they're working with filmmakers, and they help filmmakers make great film. The way they do this is they help your film or project, or in our case, our television pilot, become nonprofit so that all the contributions people make turn into tax-deductible donations. So by the way, it's the end of the year. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all of the holidays that we're celebrating, not to mention
I love rolling.
Festivus. I love rolling right into my birthday, so that's a great celebration as well at the end of January. And just keep it going, leave the tree up. So if you're trying to get in some end-of-the-year tax donations, we're your girls. We got you covered, because Victoria and I have been working with corporate matching donations. We could take your money and a giant corporation like Mattel or Disney doubles it and matches that grant. Every time you get in those calls around the holiday that's like, hi there, would you like to give? We have a matching donor. It's usually some large corporation that by the end of the year is doubling that donation, because then everybody gets that nice, sweet tax break.
Mm-hmm. So, and we're basically like those companies calling, being like, hey, your contribution can get you not one, but two goats to be gifted to a small village.
That's
you
right.
Want to make it multiple goats? Because you can. We're the same way. If you give, it can be doubled. So if you work, because I feel like so many people, at least that we know, especially like in LA, there's so many creatives that work for smaller companies, or they're artists or different stuff. So we know a certain number of people, like a small number of people that actually work for the corporate machines.
Yep.
So if you out there, I'm talking right to you in the microphone. Ooh. If you
got intimate
work for a corporate machine and you're like, I gotta make this life worth something, let me feed the creatives. This is your time. This is
it's a call to action. Who needs God?
We might.
Sorry. This is why the prayer doesn't work.
We like swung hard in a heretic land. because that one prayer didn't come through. Now we're just like hedonist.
Whatever, I never believed in you.
Exactly. I mean, they do say God is a man, so.
Okay, this is so fun for me. I love when I meet people out in the world, just like, and God comes up and they just very casually, no hesitation, refer to God as woman. They're just like, well, she's always with us. And I'm like, yes.
Oh.
Wait.
Right? That is always fun, because like they really buck the system, and I love that. I actually, even in middle school, this is such a departure. We'll get back. Sidebar, I grew up going to Catholic school, and I was on the nuns' necks all the time, because I thought it was so weird that God was seen as even just like a gender, even in middle school and elementary school. I was like, what do you mean God the Father? And they were like, well, he blah blah blah. And I went, well, now hold on, because if God is so great and all powerful, how is God just a gender, like one gender? And Sister Rita didn't have an answer for me.
Of course she didn't.
All she said was that God is the Father and that's the head of the household. I was like, who says?
When I don't know why when I was a kid, I went to school. I did not go to church very often. And why? I didn't go to school. I mean, I did go to school.
But I was like, oh.
I went to
you know, that's
church.
Illegal.
This is place.
You didn't go to school? You did say you were in the country, a farm girl.
Dear diary, today we churned butter for 4 hours.
I'm going to read one of these books one day. Paul says I can, but I'm going to show him.
I'm going to show him. Girls can read too. So I was in church. I've totally ruined this comment. I was in church, which we never went. Total hedonist, yes. Never went, but we went this one time. I think I was like 8 or 9. And it was like a Southern Baptist church. And goodness, they were going on and on about Luke and Matthew and Brian and all that. And I remember turning to my mom and being like, where are all the girls? There are no girls in the Bible. And my mom was like, shh. I'll never forget that moment because I was like, I smell a rat. Where are the ladies? Now, before anybody comes at us, yes, of course, there are women in the Bible. But not
sure.
Enough.
Sure. They
enough.
Beget all the begetting.
You know, not very
much. Yeah, they're there.
Not much has changed, actually.
No, no. We're careening towards that life again, but yes. I digress.
Yes, listen. Okay, so anyway, we are here asking God in our prayers for the funding for our... That sounds desperate. We're actually in great shape. We're doing really well. And we what we really wanted to do was talk about like a whole year-end wrap-up and like kind of cover like we've hit some major moments this year for Smiling Faces, the TV show, and in our own personal lives. I mean, last year at this time, you were at Disney.
I was. Yeah. Well, I was getting my final paycheck from them around this time.
I don't know if we told the story that Victoria and I were at Disneyland enjoying the perks of her silver badge at Disneyland when she opened her laptop. Was it a laptop or maybe your phone?
No, well, it wasn't a laptop, but they asked us to all hop on a Zoom, and I knew that wasn't good. And
we're in California.
They started off with, we're making sure everyone's here. And then once they did, they went, so first and foremost, we want to thank you all for all of your hard work. And I whispered to Jess as I was looking at the camera, there it is.
It's happening.
And that's how I knew. So then at that point, I was just waiting for it to be, the Zoom to be done so I could go, so we could go ride Cars Land.
Yeah, that's what we did.
We went to do, yeah.
They sunsetted your department.
Yes.
I
was impacted.
You were impacted by the industry, and we went and got on the Cars ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh no, my manager was like, are there any questions you guys want to talk about? I was like, no, our lightning lane is coming up. I gotta skedaddle. There's no questions. There's nothing I can do to change this. Let me go.
We're okay. It's not like anybody didn't see that coming, you know, but I do think of that often for you because Victoria, you guys, no one works harder in this entire state of California than Victoria, because Victoria's like, not a problem, let's get on Cars ride. And then she got home and got like four jobs, you know, just and then worked for like 4 months straight. And I had also been impacted by the industry and was unemployed last year and got picked up, you know, some temp work at Mattel that rolled into a full-time position.
Hey.
Yeah. But this has been big steps, like new jobs, because then Victoria got a new job too.
True. Yes. Got a new job, kept the other side hustle because again, bills. we like to have a roof over our head.
I got rent to pay.
Right. It's like I have a cat. So yeah, I got my cat Andre Benjamin. He likes to eat. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to cover the bills and keep ourselves fed and our cat fed. But
we both got
jobs.
In the exact same parallel that isn't different at all, I have a really big Monstera plant that needs to be fed and I have to take care of it. Bills, bills, bills.
Of course. Of course. So there we go. Like we're employed now. Yeah. We shot the teaser trailer.
We shot
that came out.
Yes.
It's on our website. If you haven't seen smilingfacesseries.com, it's on the website.
We should drop it again too on the socials.
Yes, it is pinned on. You should also go to Instagram, smilingfaces_series on Instagram and TikTok, but it's on our Instagram pinned up there. So if you just want another little teehee, do that.
little teehee.
Check it out.
I think the coolest thing that has come, like, you know, we've had all these like really big, beautiful milestones. Victoria knows I had a bit of a hot girl summer. I think you always have a hot girl summer.
I feel like I don't. I feel like I just like, I don't know. Yeah, you definitely did. You had a hot girl summer. I had a girlish whimsy into one, and then he opened his mouth fully, and I realized, well, that's done. You gotta go.
This was fun. I didn't know you were going to talk.
Right. Well, actually, tomorrow, side note, my friends and I, my friends from acting class are coming over. And while we decorate cookies, we are, I said it as a joke, but now they're very serious about it. This is such an overshare. They're like, we should sage your vagina. So we'll be doing a saging ceremony for my vagina to cleanse him out of my life.
Just like, I mean, what do you just stand over it like a pot of sage? Like, okay, first of all, I love this.
Thank you. It felt right.
Yes, I was suggested the same by my gal group of friends.
It's crucial. Because like, okay, see, each one, teach one. Everybody should be doing this after a bad relationship. Because we know, well, I know the plight of yours. I'll verbally share my plight of my person. Turns out he was a Nigerian Trump supporter. And that's tough. And I found out too late in the game. So he had to go. Because what do you mean? He told me, you'll love Trump. Don't worry. Just believe.
It was like, he's like, here's our relationship.
So he is gone and we're back to square one.
Listen, and what a beautiful place to be in. And are we ever, we never really go back to square one because we take all those life lessons. You would have never known about saging your vagina if not for this man.
Never. And here we are.
We're dying to hear an update on how it goes.
And you.
Please use caution.
Yes, we'll keep a safe distance.
I'm just thinking of all the things that could be flammable, including certain layers of underwear.
Undergarment. Okay, fair.
You know, if you're wearing the pretty stuff, you know, because your friends are there.
No, they see exactly what others see. I don't. Okay, this is very important for me to share. Yeah. I don't buy in to the sexy lingerie thing anymore because I have a history of every time I think to myself, hey, this guy's been good. I should really do a treat and get some sexy lingerie. He amazingly disappoints me. And I'm like, you know what? No. So I'm not spending my money anymore. You get what I already own.
You do. Yeah. Which is other people's disappointments.
Exactly.
I have to tell you, I have a friend who's informed me. She was like, I'm done. I'm done with lingerie. Men do not appreciate it. They're like, oh, we really like it. No, you want to see it in an airbrushed magazine. Like, yeah, you're not interested in waiting for me to put it all together. You know, it really, when it's time to get right, Mike is not, he's like, we don't.
Oh, just, producer Mike disagrees. Okay. But also producer Mike is married. You're not one of these scallywags out in the streets who just like, take it off, bitch.
Why you wearing that? I've been waiting 10 minutes. I'm almost done.
Come over here so I can disappoint you.
No, okay, because you,
there we go.
You've married
producer Mike. Confirmed. We don't need the lingerie.
Yeah,
the guys don't want it. They don't need it.
So you're oh my gosh, you are also, you're like, no, don't bother. Wear your cotton undies. They're much more healthy for your ecological. No, that's not the right
talk.
Word.
No, talk about it. Yeah,
you know what?
You gonna take this 3-pack from TJ Maxx and like it. You can't, you know what's sexy? Savings.
I have to say, I have a lot of lingerie and I...
You fool.
No, correct. I'm going to be honest with you. Can I tell you, oftentimes I'll wear it because I like to do that. Like I'll put it on underneath whatever I'm wearing. If I'm like, oh, I look so good tonight, I'll put it on whatever I'm wearing, knowing full well, like at the end of the night, I'm the only one taking this off. Nobody else is taking this off of me, but I know it's there and I know I look good. And I'll tell you, you do walk differently with a G-string right up your ass. You know,
Fair.
it's
Now, can we be honest about the marks it leaves on your body from all the different random sexy straps and lace and stuff? Because that's something that they don't really tell you that often.
No,
It's like when you
the
fall asleep really hard on your pillow and you wake up with those lines. Same thing.
can you see
Same
them?
thing.
I feel like I have them today.
That's what lingerie does. So if you're willing to feel confident to have those marks after you take them off, go off.
Because those marks are, again, not sexy. Savings, sexy. Straps on your skin, not sexy.
Yeah. Hanes doesn't do that to you.
And
Hello. In
this.
these unprecedented times, to have marks on your body? No.
Well, we've skipped around a bit here. We were talking about this year-end wrap-up. We ended up
We
rolling
were.
into My Hot Girl Summer, which sounds so much more scintillating than it actually ended up being. The truth is, I spent the entire summer out on these streets, as producer Mike says, past 8 p.m. as a woman of a certain age.
And the sun was setting at a crisp 5, so why?
And I was dancing. I have integrated myself into the salsa community. I'm salsa dancing, I'm tango dancing, bachata. If you're in LA and you're looking for like a really quick, fast, super easy community to break into, and when I say emphasis on the easy, because those boys are very easy.
Okay. I know we're speaking favorably. It
Oh,
is
not
maybe
about
because
my
I've
hot
been,
girl.
well, only maybe because I've been watching so many cult docs. The fact that you're like, they welcome you in so easily
No, you're right.
is a tough approach.
No. Okay, out of this, I have had myself a bit of a hot girl summer, resulting in a really delightful. I can't talk about it. I can't do it.
Wow.
I slept with three different men this summer, so that's a hot girl summer. Confessions of a hoe.
Or a liberated woman.
Thank you. We don't
Dare
slut
I say, who the government doesn't want you to be?
shame. Right? You can't stop me.
What? Other
That's
things can.
maybe I might need to sage my vagina.
There we go. And we're back. See, I come full circle.
Full circle. But we were talking about this year being kind of like all the highlights, some of our favorite stuff of this year. And I will definitely say, like, shooting that teaser, building this podcast. Like, producer Mike was like, hey, y'all, people are listening. We were like, okay, we will keep feeding you.
Right? I was like, word? Oh, sweet.
Our little
Let's
birdies.
do it to
Okay.
it. So that, and I feel like we're going, yeah, I feel like we've found really solid footing now that we're gainfully employed. We had some other life experiences, and
Yes.
now we're coming at 2025 hard.
Oh.
And so help me God, we're filming the pilot in 2025. Nothing else is happening in my life.
Correct.
Family be damned, men be damned, nutrition be damned, sleep be damned. Malnourished success. Exactly. These withered bones will have a pilot.
Yes, they will, girl. Yes, they will. I like malnourished success. That's what we're like. We're going into 2025 with malnourished success. I would venture to say this year has been a year of malnourished success. Just, thinking about all of my goals that I have like basically climbed through broken glass to get to. Just even making some regular money and like rebuilding the personal foundation, because we all know that's it's where we're joking about it, but the truth is, like, without that personal foundation of like Are my bills paid? Do all of my important life structures work? You can't reach for what you need. You can't be like building on top of that with no foundation. Yeah.
Correct.
And I would say so malnourished success is a great way to go into 2025.
I love it. Because then it gives you something to like feast upon in 2025.
Yes. If you're malnourished, then you're hungry. I'm liking it. I'm liking the direction of this.
Right? Metaphor. I'm liking this.
All right. Well, we should probably roll into, speaking of being malnourished and success, our smiling faces moment. What have you grinned and bared through this since we've last spoken?
Oh, man. Let's see. Grinned and bared it through. I wonder if I can or should say this.
I can say mine while you think about yours.
Okay. Because it was going to be about work, but I was like, I feel like I shouldn't say that. Ooh. So... I'm gonna not.
Dude, that's smart. That's very smart. I was gonna say I
still need that check, so let me not.
Right. Don't fuck up your money. I like that. This is why producer Mike is with us.
Yes. Thank you.
He keeps us. He holds us safe and close. He tells me, Jess,
he keeps us from not blowing our own bag. Yes.
Just go to bed. The number of times Mike's like, just go to bed.
Right.
I grinned and bared through two breakups with the same situationship. Like, it's really fun to get broken up with or breaking up with somebody when you're in a situationship. That's super fun. Victoria's eyes.
I twitch.
But it's done. Hey.
Yay. Done. Okay. I would say my same grin and bared. I'll pivot to also, Mufasa, as what friends know him. Mm-hmm. We don't give them their names. They have to earn their names. Correct. So he is and was always Mufasa. Yep. Yeah, I would say grin and bear it through that because there were some signs early on of maybe like, hey, I don't know if this is the right ministry for you. Very sweet up front, but I couldn't quite get a handle on what was happening with that one. And then tried to move at lightning speed with some things, but I'd say grinned and bared it through one. I think it was a learning process. I learned in the early stages how technically I should be treated because that early part was sweet. Mm-hmm. Now, were there weird caveats? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the initial treatment, very sweet. Now, if we could only get the Trump out, if we could also only get the fear of homosexuals out, if we could get the fear, if we could get like real conversations into that relationship, probably would have been dope. But unfortunately, we had some roadblocks. So I grinned and bared it through the process of learning that man and then immediately realizing, hey, no, you got to get out of here.
No one has enough time to pull the Trump out of a man in order to make him dateable.
No. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, because I already was really not, I had reservations. He didn't even live here. Like I met him on holiday. Yes. So there was already some hiccups and there were always talks of, hey, come, because he lived in the UK, like come to the UK. And I was like, I don't know if this foundation is worth an international plane ticket. So I'm going to hold fast right here.
And you chose right.
Boom. So I'm going to say grin and bear it. Through being fucking smart.
Let me tell you, Victoria held my hand strongly through this whole summer. And her, you being smart about this, like, I really feel like it was a grounding force for me because really the whole message is like, guys and gals, you're out there grinning and bearing it. You're having your own smiling faces moments, and the best people to lean on are your friends who are shaking you, saying, what are you doing?
Knock violently shaking you.
Violently shaking you. And I would venture to say the reason why we're so open and honest and talking about even like, you know, what's working and what hasn't been working this year, our successes, our failures, our malnourished successes, is you guys aren't alone out there.
And I think that's as a final kind of little piece of it, I think that us being open about stuff invites everyone else to be open about it because we've had moments of sharing our bad date stories. We've had other people reach out and share theirs, which is what we're trying to do anyway. So we've gotten strangers to go, hey, I too have a tale. And I'm like, well, get on over here and tell it, sister. So that's been really fun. So we're building the community that we talked about wanting to build. So yay.
Our community is talking back, and we want more, because you guys aren't alone out there. And plus, when we hear from you, we don't feel alone out here. So
right. I was like, it's not just us, right? Right?
We're not the only two people out there dating miserably and then finding out we're dating the wrong people and then learning and growing and sharing it with you all, right?
Right.
We're not. No. Okay, on that, if you have your own smiling faces moments that you want to share, we want to invite you to follow us on our Instagram at smilingfaces_series. Our TikTok at smilingfaces_series, our Facebook at smilingfaces, no underscores, just smilingfaces_series. We've got a website, www.smilingfacesseries.com. If you go to our website, smilingfacesseries.com, you can click right there on the contribute button. If you just love giving your money to the arts, know that it'll be doubled.
Exactly. And thank you so much to Angela Zarate for our social media and producer Mike Bryan. And a thank you to our fiscal sponsor, Inclusivity Media. And I would say also to Cinephilia Productions, who I just finished a development program through to strengthen the script of Smiling Faces. That was an amazing experience. So thank you to Cinephilia.
Oh yeah, like we were like year wrap up, year in review, highlights. And we didn't even talk about that one. Victoria was nominated for a Broadway World Award for her performance in the Blood. She worked with this theater company, Garage Theater Company in Long Beach, and was nominated for a Broadway World Award. And then also got into this program with Cinephilia.
Yeah, with Cinephilia to help development TV and TV and film workroom. And we got to like deep dive with other cohorts and develop our scripts out, build out our pitch decks, develop the script even stronger. It was really eye-opening because, I mean, I love the script anyway, but learned a lot to even make it better. So what a win.
Because you were working on Smiling Faces.
Yeah, I was working on Smiling Faces in that. Yeah.
Your girl's got a rewrite. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.